to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery starting Friday, November 1st and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. On Friday, November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
October 30th is National Candy Corn Day. It's the one day a year to put out the candy that tastes like it's already been sitting out for a year. Have a happy National Candy Corn Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The House Rules Committee reviewing a resolution to set guidelines for public impeachment hearings. Lawmakers will vote on the resolution tomorrow.
Committee Chairman Jim McGovern says the impeachment process will uphold the rule of law. Republican Rob Woodall says the Democrats' resolution denies the president due process.
President has no ability to participate in any way.
Democratic leaders say the president or his counsel will be afforded the ability to participate once the Judiciary Committee considers articles of impeachment.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Twitter taking a stand on political ads.
CEO Jack Dorsey reveals the company will ban all political ads globally starting November 22nd. The changes will affect both candidate ads and issue ads, though ads promoting voter registration will still be allowed.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the move coming after rival Facebook decided to not fact-check ads from candidates. America is listening to Fox News.
There is something evil lurking about in the shadows. Something so terrifying, the sound of it will send chills up your spine and put fear in your heart. It is a sound that has driven men and women alike to the brink of insanity, and you may be next.
Or suicide.
This Halloween, beware of Hillary Clinton in The Cackle. It can strike anywhere at any time. No one is immune to the cackle. In theaters this Halloween, The Cackle. Rated PG-17. Republicans not admitted.
She's really got brain damage.
Interesting. Let's recap the first 2 hours of the show. Very quickly, open the show with a story. It was our most electrifying story of the afternoon because Obama spoke to a group today, and to me, it sounded like he was issuing an alert to his liberal minions that there are good people that have flaws. Stop the cancel culture. Stop with the woke nonsense, which is total garbage. This is Obama saying this, and my theory on this is that he is in the process of throwing some sunshine on what he knows is coming, that there are going to be indictments, that people that ran the FBI, the CIA, are going to be perp-walked because they did do bad things. And I think his main concern right now is to see if the dots connect all the way back up to him. They're already rolling. They're already rolling. Some have already turned state's evidence. This Durham guy, I think, is going to Well, Trump keeps saying, man, there's a storm coming. Brett McDonald will be joining us in just a moment on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to check traffic, get Rich's forecast, and remind you that tonight at Baumhauer's, that Joey and Jack will be there. Joey Clark and Jack Campbell, as we celebrate the new News and Views, and we'll have cake.
Yes.
To mark the, what kind of cake?
Let them eat cake. White with buttercream frosting.
White buttercream frosting. Well, that sounds great, but you
can't eat it.
No.
No.
No, and I don't do things like take a fingerful of frosting, swiping.
There are some big puffy balloons on it, too.
Puffy balloons?
Yes. Frosting balloons.
Hey, that reminds me. Soon we'll be able to play. In fact, tomorrow, as cold as it's going to get, but we did speak with Rich at 4 o'clock about an hour ago, and he says the rain should be out of the area by the time trick-or-treat time starts, but it's going to be chilly.
Yes.
So you may want to prepare those costumes with an extra layer of clothes. The clothes will get thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, a couple accidents to tell you about. Western Boulevard at Old Selma Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there, as well as North Court Street and Madison Avenue. We have a fender bender there. East South Boulevard in front of Baptist Hospital. We have an accident there. And now we have the report of an accident at Highway 231, the Troy Highway in the Eastern Boulevard, that could possibly be causing some problems there. Watch out for all these emergency vehicles. We are busy everywhere. Slow down, buckle up, and drive carefully this afternoon. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter says no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the case of missing Auburn College student Anaya Blanchard. It's now been 1 week since the 19-year-old was last seen. Her vehicle was found damaged in Montgomery last Friday. The Montgomery Regional Airport held a disaster drill today to help evaluate the response to an emergency. Police and fire crews, TSA, and the FAA were all involved in the simulation. No flights were affected. The Montgomery Zoo Zubu is canceled for tonight due to excessive rain and ground saturation throughout the area. This closure is for the safety of guests, volunteers, and staff. The Elmore County Sheriff's Office received funding to replace a building damaged by the January tornado. The County Commission approved a bid with Construction One, Inc. for $1.23 million for the new Sheriff's Operation building. Construction is expected to begin in November. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Significant weather changes on the way as a strong cold front approaches the state. Entering the state in the overnight hours, showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tonight and through tomorrow morning. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Then the cold front moves through. Maybe some leftover showers, windy, colder. Temperatures falling from the 70s in the morning, then through the 60s to the 50s to the 40s by evening. A few leftover showers during the day, windy. But I think by the trick-or-treat hours, the rain is gone, but it's just kind of blustery, windy and cold. Overnight low tomorrow night, 38. Friday's high barely up to about 60 and back to the 30s again on Friday night. What a change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trick-or-treating with Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Is it true that you're handing out $20 gold pieces?
That's
investment
one,
portfolios? Kidding, of course. Interesting day today. You got to take a look at Drudge Report just to see how he managed to find every negative nugget he could find to paint today's market news as negative. It's really sickening. I hadn't looked at Drudge Report in over a month because everybody that used to pay attention to Drudge knows he's gone left, hard left. But 1.9% GDP, that seemed kind of low in lieu of the earnings reports you've been telling us about and stuff. Give us your take on today's activity.
Yeah, now the GDP number doesn't really bother me. I mean, the reality of the situation is this. Everyone knows. I mean, if you go back, those ISM manufacturing numbers, you remember that they were below 50 and definitely contracting. We saw a lot of commentary over the last many months from several of the very large manufacturing companies in the country. The trade war is taking a toll, and I think, you know, we've been pretty transparent about that, and that is showing up in GDP. But it's not putting us in a recession. There's a big difference between, you know, a big bad recession that's going to take us down versus a slowdown because of the trade war. Mm-hmm. Two totally different conversations. And I guess it's to your point. I mean, if you go and look at Drudge, to your point, I mean, it's all about how you want to report the news. I think there's a lot of positive news here, you know. And if you look at earnings, you look across the board, the positive uptake is we're at full employment. We have rising wages. We have a very healthy economy. By and large, the vast majority of companies reporting have an optimistic outlook, particularly in the services sector. And, you know, I got news for all those people who want to look at GDP and all this kind of stuff. We're a service economy now. I mean, manufacturing and these cyclical-type names really only account for probably anywhere from 12 to 20% of the U.S. economy, depending on what you're talking about. But on the other side of that, you know, the consumer is quite strong. We've gone through this and talked about it a lot, and I just think that's the real story. And, you're seeing it show up in retail sales numbers. You're seeing it show up in a lot of the e-commerce type names that are benefiting from a very healthy consumer. So all in all, I feel pretty good about things. You listen to what even the Fed chairman had to say today. He said, you know, we're going to cut the rate one more time. And then we're going to hit pause. And the reason he's doing this is for all the right reasons and for the reasons that we've all been saying all year long. And that is that, you know, this trade war combined with a horrible economic environment in Europe as a whole, which has nothing to do with us or Trump or anything else, is really what's been kind of weighing down the rest of the world. The U.S. is the bright spot. We're the one that, if it wasn't for us and the policies that we have in place right now, the whole world would be in a much worse mess than it is. And And so the Fed chairman is essentially just saying, you know, because of this trade war, looks like it's going to, you know, end relatively well. But that combined with global weakness, we're going to bring the rate down one more time. But we're going to hit pause, and we're not going to do anything until it's justified. And that goes both ways. You know, he said we are not raising interest rates anytime soon because until we see, you know, a runaway inflation type number or something that would really get us unnerved, we're just not gonna do it.
Interesting thing, but I want to mention while it's fresh in my mind. I read an article yesterday, George Soros, the socialist billionaire, evil man, totally evil man,
right,
who underwrites a lot of these leftist causes, said yesterday, he said, things are not going my way, which is interesting. Yes, he's a globalist. He would love to see the U.S. suffer. He does not want Donald Trump to succeed by any stretch. But he admitted yesterday, he says, it's not working out. The money I'm laying out for these causes and things is just not happening. So I thought that was really interesting because he's a player. You know, he's destroyed national economies over in parts of Europe. And he's a total leftist. So when a guy like that makes an admission, that's kind of interesting.
Well, it absolutely is not working out for him. I mean, you look at the EU. The EU experiment was supposed to be sort of like the first phase of, you know, this giant world integration where every country loses all their sovereignty and we're going to have these people that are, you know, up in the sky that are going to tell us how to run the whole global society. And it's going the other way. The citizenry of all these countries are rejecting this. You know, it started with Trump. It's happened with Brexit, when the people in UK voted for Brexit. You're seeing it now even in European countries, you know, where they just do not like all this. It doesn't work. And, so, you know, this whole globalist theme has really been blowing up now for the last many years. It's not surprising that he's not too happy with that. But I don't know how you do that anyway. I mean, it's impossible. You know, but you go, I do want to go back to this with the Fed. The one thing that people see, you know, people will see this and think, okay, well, they're not going to raise anymore. They're not going to cut anymore. They're on pause. But it's kind of laughable because the federal funds rate, yes, it's important. It's a very important rate, but it's not the most important thing in this new world of QE that we live in. Because the Fed right now is printing $60 billion a month. They've started QE, and no one's talking about it. They're using this money, and they're going out and they're buying T-bills to inject liquidity into the system because there's this shortage of dollars. Very little of this was talked about in the press conference. He only confirmed that they're continuing to do this. That is far more profound in terms of stimulus than what they're doing on the short-term federal funds rate. Far more. $60 billion a month, that's pretty strong. That's, you know, $720 billion a year. And he said they were going to continue to do it through January. We'll see if it goes longer. But that's why the market was so healthy today, and we saw this little uptick. So you combine a loose monetary policy with the Fed and this QE light program, along with pretty decent corporate earnings and a healthy consumer, and I think you've got a recipe for equity indexes to move a lot higher. And if Trump can get this deal done with China and get into January and start focusing on the 2020 election, you know, you're going to have a pretty powerful story to tell. He really will.
The headline that just came out, Bolton set to testify. And that's Drudge again, with the latest negative news, something that should upset all of us. On the other hand,
what's going on with Drudge? I mean,
he's either been threatened or been given a lot of money, but he is Jeff. I mean, he used to, at least you could go to him and get a fair take on everything. He did not make his name bashing Obama. He was one of the few places you could go to get the truth. I don't know what happened with him, but I hadn't looked at Drudge in over a month, and I made the mistake of doing that today to see how we frame the economic news. Top story, specter of Nixon looming over Republican Party. He is so full of crap. Trump could go almost anywhere in this country tomorrow and get 50,000 people to show up to see him. Nixon couldn't have done that. at any point, even when you know, 50 years ago, that's always the reference point on how great the economy is. Well, Nixon was president then. I guess Democrats have a thing with prosperity. They just can't handle it. And they can't handle the truth either. I don't understand it, but that's not my job. You know, the day actually played out, Brant, pretty much step for step the way you called it yesterday. And that's why I suggest to people, sit down with Brant, meet the incredible team of people at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, and get a plan going. Be like the Fonz. And have something that grows with a painless amount of money on a regular basis, so you have that nest egg, that you have that rainy day money, that if something does happen, you're not going to be tapped out financially. And, of course, preparing for retirement and other eventualities in life. The earlier you start, the better off you're going to be. And it begins with a conversation, not a checkbook or a wad of money. Just sit down and talk about you and where you want to be in a year, 5 years, or beyond. 3870094 is the number to call. 3870094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Thank you, Brant.
Yep, absolutely, buddy. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Likewise.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
That was fast, Jake. Could you do it again?
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
All hail Jake! All hail Jake! All hail Jake!
As we do, it's time for our silly segment. What do we want to play that's fun and silly?
Fun and silly.
Halloween-y.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
Halloween-y.
Halloween-y.
Yeah, Halloween's tomorrow. It's going to be Halloween-y, too.
I like the one.
There's a song called Halloween-y?
No. I was just Halloween-ish.
Ah, see, there's a big difference between Halloween-y and Halloween-ish.
Oh.
Play the one that's like to the cat, the one about the cat that you dress it up in costumes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's
the,
fun
the cats
and, silly.
And the costume and the
yes,
that one. Yes, I have that right. Damn it, I had it right. Here it is. Hell, cat in a costume. All right, great. We're all set to go.
Yes.
Good to go at 5:24.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy this afternoon, and we have an accident on the East South Boulevard right in front of Alpha and Baptist Hospital. You're going to want to use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Troy Highway, we have a bit of a slowdown there. Didn't turn out to be an accident. I think a near miss, but everything is moving there. Just a lot of congestion. We do, however, have an accident now on the Eastern Boulevard just past I-85 as you head towards the Atlanta Highway. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. The Atlanta Highway is very busy. I-65 and 85, a lot of traffic on it, especially at the interchange. Drive safely this afternoon and keep it here for more traffic updates. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? The Vance Law Firm doesn't get paid until you get paid. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Well, we're moving on now.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
You think it's just a little mean to dress up your fur babies on Halloween? You did your doggy up like a taco supreme. Your guinea pig is a lima bean. You spent a whole month with your parrot to make him moo. Your hamster's a master of kung fu. And your snake is a necktie too. Now your cat's in a costume and he's hating you. Isn't that cute? He feels like a buffoon. Why'd you dress your cat up like a drag queen? That's more than a little mean, and you're way too into Halloween.
Three, two, one, zero. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I don't want to get political here, but she's got it coming. Our nominee today is former First Lady Michelle Obama, who just, these people need a 1965 calendar because that's what they live by. Nothing's changed since the days of segregation. She made a claim that white people are still running from blacks and immigrants. That's racist to just say that. And how does she know? Where does that come from? It comes from an ugly place in the heart. The reason this kind of jumps out at me is she and Barack live in an $8.1 million mansion in Washington, D.C., in a neighborhood that's 83% white and 3.8% black. So cut the crap, all right? That message is old. Most of us are aware. I don't even want to use the term woke. But there's been a lot of progress, and there will be more progress. Maybe it's not happening at the rate all of us would like to have happen, but it's happening. So stop. And that's something I hope our local officials will keep in mind too, because everywhere you look downtown, slavery and Confederacy and all this crap. Things have changed. People flee crime. That's why Prattville and Wetumpka have grown at the rate they have. So just stop with the race baiting and stuff. It's just getting old. Nobody buys that anymore. Except the people that love to hate. And just go away. Just go away. You and your husband had a great 8-year run in the White House. We don't need any more negativity from you. Enough.
We've got a dark history.
Enough. That's why Donald Trump is president. And that's why Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob,
yes,
Chad is on the phone.
Yeah, we're such a racist country, we elected him.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the problem you have with black liberal Democratic politicians, is they like to keep the pot stirred. Nobody's happy if they hear good news, you know, and you can't pass the hat around and preach racism unless you keep the pot stirred up. And for all the hopes and dreams of white America and black America that Obama was going to bring everybody together, he did. And in fact, it unfortunately got a little bit worse because he saw life through the prism of black and white.
As he was trained by his radical stepfathers and parental influences. They were all nuts.
Right. Yeah, you know, he had a white mother and white grandparents, which is great, you know, but he, you know, every time he was given an opportunity to take a neutral position in trying to bring people together, whether it was Trayvon Martin or whether it was the guy, the kid that got shot in St. Louis, or whether it was the police officer situation. He always took the low road on it and always accused the other side of racism.
Yeah, but you know, Chad, you know, I watch Smithsonian. There's a show called Ariel. They do, you know, different types. So they did Ariel, Missouri. Right. And they devoted about 4 minutes of their aerial take on Missouri to the Michael Brown case.
Right.
Completely omitting the fact that 400 FBI agents and all the King's horses and all the King's men could not find anything wrong with the way Officer Wilson handled that situation. It was by the book. But we got a monument there to a giant thug who, minutes before he was taken down, had been roughing up a store owner.
Right. Well, not only that, but Obama's Eric Holder, is his own attorney general, their report out of the DOJ, said that Brown was wrong in what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, it exonerated the police officer. But you see, the narrative's already been set.
Yeah, the narrative, and it's still running. And I went on their website, and I sent him a note, and I said, this is wrong. You shouldn't be doing this. This is regurgitating an old situation that's long been proven. Yes, there is no doubt about what went down that day. That's the bottom line. So change it. They won't.
Just like the Trayvon Martin thing. It was a Hispanic, and next thing you know, they're calling him a white Hispanic, whatever that is, right?
Yeah, I know. They're all
over. If you point out facts, you're called a racist. So they try and cow people into not, you know, telling the truth because they don't want to be called a racist. I mean, you literally have, like, Kamala Harris. You had a wonderful civil rights group giving the president an award last weekend for his work on criminal justice
reform,
which he
in South Carolina. Deserved.
That one act alone did more for the black community than anything that President Obama did.
Yeah,
and that group recognized that, and yet she wants to go for intersectionality and victimology, and that's really what the modern Democratic Party is. It's never about bringing people together.
No.
It's about making everybody feel like a victim, and you identify with their struggle because you're a victim.
Well, here's a fresh take. Today, I think it was on Don Serber's blog, that Pete Buttigieg is going to be the best candidate, a 37-year-old kid who is the mayor of a town that's in great distress, South Bend, Indiana, but he wants to be president now.
Right.
And they described him as the guy that could cobble together the most victim groups to have a chance to beat Trump.
That's
so stupid. Well, I don't want him anywhere near the White House.
He's certainly not going to get the black vote because they hate him.
That's a problem, too.
Yeah.
And they're entitled to approve or disapprove of any lifestyle. That's America. That's called freedom of speech.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, you were making a comment a minute ago about Drudge. Drudge is a never-Trumper. And, you know, he converted about a year ago, and he also had some dealings with his company where he changed his advertisers and sold a lot of his interest in the company. So now it's just clickbait, and it's negative clickbait, you know.
Go to Liberty Daily. That's my go-to blog now.
Oh, yeah, Liberty Daily's good. Red State's pretty good. Hot Air's another one that went south when Michelle Malkin sold it, you know. Now it's full of a bunch of never-Trumpers, just like the National Review is full of a bunch of never-Trumpers.
By the way, Tom Brokaw said today that Democrats don't have the goods on President Trump.
Yeah, I'm surprised Tom didn't have a hit put on him immediately by NBC. Wait a minute, you know, here he is. The greatest thing is he said it to Andrea Mitchell, you know, on MSNBC, who is a huge never-Trumper and is a huge pro-Hillary supporter, you know. She's one of those ones that you wanted to collect her tears up on the night that Hillary lost the election so you could water your garden for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So, and I got news for him. There are going to be a lot of tears after the next one, too, because even though I fully expect the House to vote on a sham impeachment vote, it ain't going nowhere.
Nobody's believing that. Even the people that don't like him are not believing.
That's why they're not going to vote on it. I think they canceled their vote again, didn't they? They're supposed to have this vote tomorrow.
I have not seen that yet, but I'll keep an eye out. Chad, I got to run, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care.
If all the news makes you anxious, let me suggest a visit to your CBD store on Mini Brown Parkway, because there are nice natural solutions to reduce not only your anxiety, help you sleep better, but your pets, too. If you have dogs that get worked up or anxious during storms, the CBD dog treats will really help them. They also I'll use Briscoe as an example. We weren't sure what happened, but for a while he was getting around. It wasn't whimpering, but he had his left rear leg retracted. Obviously, something was causing him discomfort, so we gave him a CBD dog treat and then a second one a little bit later, and he slept and within 48 hours was fully ambulatory again. The thing was to get him to rest so whatever it was that was wrong, he'd have a chance to heal and he wasn't jumping up and down on furniture. These treats work for pets and, of course, people. You can use CBD products through oil tinctures, water solubles, topical creams if you have a sore spot somewhere, muscle pain. Try it. These work. To explain why or what might work best for you, visit your CBD store and talk to Marissa or Lori. They know the SunMed product line inside out and can answer any question you have about why CBD products are so incredibly effective. Your CBD store, turned south off Chantilly Parkway by the Bojangles. Make your first left and then your first right. They're just across from the Adams Drugs Renfro location in that plaza. Your CBD store. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. 5:37. Bomb hours tonight.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard just past I-85 right near the entrance to Sam's. Use caution there. Hopefully that one is about to be out of the way. Elsewhere, we've got a lot of heavy traffic in Montgomery everywhere. We had a little problem at the Cobbs Ford Road exit on I-85 northbound. Traffic was a little slow there, but they've gotten the disabled vehicle out of the road there now, so should be moving good into Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road off I-65. Use caution. Stay with us. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. You don't have to fight your pet for a turkey leg this Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas in your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st to the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st to the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Montgomery Regional Airport held a disaster drill today to help evaluate the response to an emergency. Police and fire crews, TSA, and the FAA were all involved in the simulation. No flights were affected. Governor Kay Ivey is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the case of missing Auburn College student Anaya Blanchard. It's now been 1 week since the 19-year-old was last seen. Her vehicle was found damaged in Montgomery last Friday. The Elmore County Sheriff's Office received funding to replace a building damaged by the January tornado. The County Commission approved a bid with Construction One, Inc. for $1.23 million for the new Sheriff's Operation building. Construction is expected to begin in November. The Montgomery Zoo Zoo Boo is canceled for tonight due to excessive rain and ground saturation throughout the area. This closure is for the safety of guests, volunteers, and staff. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Significant weather changes on the way as a strong cold front approaches the state. Entering the state in the overnight hours, showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tonight and through tomorrow morning. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Then the cold front moves through. Maybe some leftover showers, windy, colder. Temperatures falling from the 70s in the morning, then through the 60s to the 50s to the 40s by evening. A few leftover showers during the day, windy. But I think by the trick-or-treat hours, the rain is gone, but it's just kind of blustery, windy and cold. Overnight low tomorrow night, 38. Friday's high barely up to about 60 and back to the 30s again on Friday night. What a change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah, that's good. We were at the Happy Together tour last year. Me, Mrs. Ritterbuttle, and the
adorable
Rich Thomas. And one of the musicians playing with the Cow Sills and the other groups there is Ron Dante, who is the guy that does the voice on The Real Sugar Sugar. The Archies, a fake band, but he was the guy that did the lead vocal on the song. And it was kind of cool. Because that was, and maybe what was the greatest year in pop music history, 1969, that was the number one song.
Yeah, I remember it well.
And it's another one of those songs that nobody admitted to buying or liking. It just wasn't hip.
Oh, I loved it.
We have some more of your favorite.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. These maniacs, the same crowd that says the planet's only got 10 more years, so what? Let's live it up. If it's just going to die, why don't we just do what we're doing now and enjoy ourselves until it just ends? They know they're full of crap. I wish I could use the S word there, but I can't. Here's the newest thing destroying our environment. Netflix.
Netflix destroying the environment?
I would say Facebook.
Well, that's a socially destructive thing, but there is a group now that believes that, well, and another one of those studies, right? Rohotas Sessa Studies comes out with stuff all the time, that all the streaming we do is contributing to climate change in a pretty big way. Seriously, anybody that believes that...
What? A dumbass.
You're a dumbass. You are an ignoramus. Ignoranus.
At least now, if you believe that, you can fast forward a little bit.
It says that streaming requires so much electricity that 30 minutes of Netflix is the equivalent of driving about 4 miles in a car. And if you don't think the emission standards on our cars today are adequate, I mean, they always find ways to improve, and there's a new carbon capture technology that will put these maniacs out of business. People that want us to basically live an Amish lifestyle. 4 miles in a car. That's what the same amount of electricity. We got plenty of electricity everywhere except California because they've basically put a whole bunch of jacks in charge of that state. Their management abilities when it comes to trees and stuff is piss poor, and that's why the states on fire. There's nothing new about those fires. AOC thinks, oh, this is what climate change looks like. True?
No.
The fires have been a regular occurrence in California
forever.
Since time immemorial.
Yes. That's what they do. The fires happen to clear out all the brush.
It's
and then
nature.
It comes back.
And they know where they're going to be. They know where these areas are, yet they still do nothing to protect the power infrastructure in those areas when a fire. This is why they're shutting it down. This is California, the state that taxes your ass off at 13%.
And they won't irrigate.
No, because they don't want to.
The Fertile Valley, because they don't want to kill these little fish.
Whatever. What was that fish's name?
I forget, but.
Some mudwump or something like that.
Put all the farmers out of work.
Yeah, no, let's starve the state. Let's shut the electricity off. Let's live like cave people. And yet they elect the likes of Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom, and then they wonder. And then when they've had enough, you know what they do? They move to Texas, to Austin or San Antonio, and they take their stupid ideas there and turn those cities blue. Texas is not going to turn blue, not in 2020. But it's just insane. So do realize the next time you watch four episodes of The Office, you are destroying our planet, according to these a-holes. And I do mean that with a capital A. By the way, the second biggest destroyer of the climate behind streaming on Netflix?
Hairspray.
Porn.
I don't know about the climate, but it definitely destroys marriages.
I wonder how.
Well, I can tell you off air.
I have theories on that myself, and they're very good. Good theories. I'll be at Baumhauer's in about half an hour, so if you want to ask me there, I'll give you my explanation. It's true. It's based on years of and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of therapy. I've learned a few things along the way. We're going to check traffic here at 548. Joey and Jack at Baumhauer's tonight. Cake to celebrate the new launch of News and Views.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're still showing very busy conditions all around Montgomery. We think the accident at I-65 in the Eastern Boulevard right near the Sam's entrance is out of the way now, but use caution just in case they're still cleaning it up. 65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, we still got brisk traffic, but no accidents there to speak of. 231 to Wetumpka, very busy. Atlanta Highway is still very busy all the way out. Use caution and drive carefully on your way to the house on this Wednesday evening. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
And now a star is born. On October 30th, 1945, the world welcomed little baby Henry Winkler. Is it a boy?
Hey, correctamundo.
That's cool.
You have no idea.
Henry Winkler, a star is born.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly. so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It'll be cold enough for this tomorrow.
The snowman was a jolly soul, with a corncob and a button nose and two made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they when they placed it on his, he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his, running here and there all around the square, saying, me if you can.
All right, we're waiting to depart so we can head over to Baumhauer's and celebrate the new news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. And I'm going to guess that
Joey
is probably in the car right now and listening, so I'm going to play this for his benefit.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about trick-or-treat drugs. When you're trick-or-treating, something to avoid, are the houses giving out cannabinoids? You were chomping on the brownies, now your brain is getting cloudy. Halloween is tough when you're all paranoid. Marijuana is one issue, but watch out for the houses giving away the good stuff. Sour Patch Kids are the best, especially compared to meth. Halloween should never get kids strung out on heroin. I remember the good old days when all you had to worry about was razor blades and sewing needles in the candy. My, how times have changed. Barney loves you.
Preceding was a public service announcement for all millennials. It is 5:55. So tonight, Baumhauer's after the show. Looking forward to that. And World Series Game 7. This has been, Jay brought this up during Random Facts this morning, but in any sport, basketball, football, hockey, there has never been a best of, well, there can't be a best of 7 in football, but there's never been a playoff of 7 games where the visiting team won all the games.
Ooh.
If Washington does that tonight, it'll be the first time. Baseball's got a long history. There's been 115 World Series, I think, something like that. And this has never happened before. You know, Washington gets all that momentum, goes back home, and scores 3 runs over 3 games, looking pretty pathetic. They go back to Houston, and man, it's like they're playing for the home team. It's really weird. I've never seen this before. They got the Max Scherzer going there tonight. I ain't got Joey to talk about what sports on the thing there, but this guy has a chance to cement his case for the Hall of Fame. He's the pitcher that has one blue eye and one brown eye.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah. If you were to look closely enough at me, you'll notice that one of my eyes, and I'll show you at Baumhauer's tonight, one of my eyes has the pupil has an arrow shaped pointing down. It looks kind of like the male symbol.
Hmm. Mm.
And when it comes to genetics, it's kind of weird because my mother had one of those. She called it a cross. She had one in each eye. I had one in my, I think it's my right eye. Can you tell?
Not from here. Yeah, no. I'm too far away.
So, the Max Scherzer guy there, you know, he could win this thing for Washington. And I'm kind of hoping they do because Houston annoys me. First of all, it's not an American League team. It was in the National League for 50 years. Just because you moved to the American League doesn't mean it's an American League team. I can't get past that. It's a bit of a hang-up on my part.
Rich doesn't like Houston either.
No. Mm. No. They do have a certain amount of swagger, but the difference between swagger and being obnoxious is very thin. I don't think they found that fine line. Let's do one more baloney, okay?
Okay.
Come on, Rosie.
Yeah.
The concept, I'll read the statement, you tell me whether you think it's true or false. The concept for Google was originally called back rub. Truth or baloney?
False.
I hope it's true.
Well, guess what, Seth? It is.
Oh!
Yeah.
Winning.
Back rub.
And, all right, David Bushnell is known to have invented the first Atari video game. Is that true or false?
Ooh, I'm going to go true. This is my forte.
I'll go with Seth.
Nope.
Oh. No, I'm losing, guys. Sorry.
For future reference, David Bushnell invented the first military submarine. And now you know everything I do. We're going to close with traffic. We'll see Rusty in here in just a moment. And I'm back in the morning with Rich and Jay. Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Rosie.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're still showing very busy conditions all around Montgomery. We think the accident at I-65 in the Eastern Boulevard right near the Sam's entrance is out of the way now, but use caution just in case they're still cleaning it up. 65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, we still got brisk traffic, but no accidents there to speak of. 231 to Wetumpka, very busy. Atlanta Highway is still very busy all the way out. Use caution and drive carefully on your way to the house on this Wednesday evening. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your